another open skies. Everything breathing, praising God. In the company of all who love the King, I will dance, I will sing.
All right. Hey, sorry about the microphone. They asked us to record the session, so I realize this is a little goofy. We're going to get started, and it seems a little bit like, do you realize there's only a few people in here? And I know that this is just a little awkward, but it's for recording purposes. So here's what we want to do. Because this is actually kind of a pretty involved kind of session, what we want to do is combine both of you, the four tables that are in the back, all of you way in the back over there. If you could combine to like the two in the front, or just at least just kind of make sure we have two tables only, because it's such a really high kind of, it's really important that we kind of get everybody together, talking together, doing that kind of stuff, all right? So thanks for being here. I know it's been a long day, probably a long week for you guys, and you know, the 4:30 time slot, you're probably running a little low on blood sugar, and you know, we'll try and pick it up a little bit, all right? We actually have all kinds of fun things to talk about. All right, so welcome. If you guys didn't know where you ended up, you are talking about how to take, you know, we're doing a couple different stuff. You're really here to hear Lori Beshore, who's really got all the important, wonderful things to share. I'm just here to try and, I don't know, I'm stalling, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing. But here's what we're gonna get together and have some conversation. I'll give you a couple things we're gonna talk about. And again, I apologize for the microphone. My name's Jeff McGuire. I'm the Sioux Ministries pastor here at Mariners. And what we're gonna talk about a little bit today is that, let me put it this way. I feel like you guys probably already have all the information you need. You've been overloaded with information. You've been bombarded with stuff. You've got notes beyond notes and ideas that you're already running through how to get your team to do different things and all that kind of stuff. We're going to try and do our best that we can not to give you more information. What we're going to try and do is extract information that you guys already have, which means we're going to give you some time to think through some things, to write down some ideas, to think through some stuff, to talk together. So it's really critical that you do share and work on the pieces of paper that are provided for you. Now, we realize this is a room full of, you know, people in ministry, pastors, et cetera, ministry, who love to talk and share. And, you know, we actually have more time than we would ordinarily because the group's so small. But please try to, manage a little bit of the conversation, you know, just a little, maybe like 30 seconds or so, and have a couple sentences when it's time to share. Try not to monopolize because I know you're used to a captive audience and all that kind of stuff. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to start talking about some really fun stuff, okay? So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for the group of men and women that are here. We thank you that they are dedicated to learning more about how to serve you better, about how to love their people more, and how to launch them into doing things that you've called them to do. And so, God, we ask that you'd help us to have great conversation, that we laugh a little bit, learn a little bit, and hopefully share a little bit about why we love to serve you. And so, God, we give you this time and ask that you be in our midst. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. Here's what we're going to do. First thing we want to do is, at your table, kind of look at each other, maybe introduce yourselves if you don't already know each other. And what I'd like you to do is describe your own first step into ministry. What was that like? What did that look like for you? You know, maybe who was present at the time when you decided, you know, I'm going to take my first step into ministry at whatever age you were. So kind of give, you know, who you are, maybe where you're from, first step into ministry, and who was kind of instrumental in helping you take that step, okay? Give you a little space and go. Here's what we'll do. In fact, I'll make it easy on you. On the count of three, I want you to point to the person you want to go first. Okay, ready? One, two, three, point. Whoever's got the most votes, go first. All right, there you go.